Once again this year, human rights activists are organizing what they call a toycott. They're asking people not to buy toys manufactured in China because, they say, many of them are made in slave labor camps or by young children. NPR's Paul Miller has a report.
Shoppers at the University of Wisconsin bookstore in Madison ran into something different last weekend, a display called Santa's Sweatshop. It was put up to dramatize what the organizers say is the use of child and prison labor in China to produce Christmas toys. They asked shoppers to boycott Chinese products. Micah Zenko is the head of the university chapter of Students for a Free Tibet, which protests China's occupation of Tibet and treatment of its own citizens, and which is promoting the toycott.
Well, if nothing else, it raises the general awareness about the human rights conditions in Tibet and China. Any dealings with the Chinese government will, in fact, go on to fund the continued oppression. So you can have some small impact.
That impact remains small because of the demand for inexpensive toys. Imports of Chinese toy products keep growing. According to statistics from the Toy Manufacturers Association, in 1995, those imports totaled $5.4 billion, or almost 60% of all imported toys. Congressman Dan Burton, who co-sponsored the Helms-Burton Act putting trade restrictions on Cuba, says this boycott of a communist country is up to the American people.
Because of the big business and big money interest and the amount of money that can be made from the vast population of China, the business interests of the United States have prevailed in the Congress, and we haven't been able to put any pressure on them. But the American people, I think, would have more compassion than our government.
The Toy Manufacturers Association says it has investigated accusations of slave and child labor in Chinese toy factories and says they are unsubstantiated. Edward Graham, a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics, who specializes in trade with Asia, says the use of political prisoners as laborers does exist, but in domestic industries, not subsidiaries of foreign companies.
Most U.S. firms operating in China, by Chinese standards, are providing what are superior employment opportunities. What may be somewhat problematic would be situations where the product is produced through subcontractors and where the U.S. Firm really has no control over the practices of the subcontracting firm.
Some human rights organizations say the particulars of the toy industry matter less than the overall lack of freedom in China. And this year's toycott has a new sense of urgency because of the recent change in Clinton administration policies. It has dropped any linkage between human rights and trade relations with China. Harry Wu, who spent 19 years as a political prisoner in China, says the change was embodied in the recent visit of China's defense minister to Washington. Chur Hao Tien is known as the Butcher of Beijing. Wu says President Clinton should not have met with Chur.
Why, I don't know why he wants to shake the bloody hands. Only 4 years, you turn over to the other side. This is a tragedy. This is a shame of the United States.
There will be little economic impact from the toycott. Even the organizers concede many parents will buy toys children want, no matter where they are made. And toys are only part of China's growing exports. But they believe the toycott sends a message to Beijing that human rights still matter and therefore is worth doing. I'm Paul Miller in Washington.